The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After entering a boat, Jesus made the crossing and came into his own town. And there were people brought to him, and there people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." At that, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, "Why do you harbor evil thoughts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He rose and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God who had given such authority to men. The Gospel of the Lord. Once again, I hadn't really planned on a homily, and so these two things don't even necessarily connect. Something I just learned in the last year with Abraham's son, I had always pictured Abraham leading his son, and his son being like a little boy, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. But the term used for son in that passage, it's not speaking of a little boy, it's a son who has already come of age. So Abraham's leading his son, who's probably 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, which means that the son knew exactly what was going on. It wasn't like he was going up the hill wondering, like, "Dad, what are we doing?" And so it's the perfect image of our Lord Jesus Christ, right? The father who is sacrificing his son, and the son who's willingly giving his life, putting himself totally, trustingly in the father's hands, that the father knows what is best. And it's an image for all of us that we're supposed to live with that same trust. Like, "Heavenly Father, I want to be totally abandoned to you. I trust that that no matter where you lead me, I will always be in your hands and you will be taking care of me, even if it seems like you're leading me to the point of death." And oftentimes that's where God is leading us. Like, he wants that degree of trust, and that's when he brings about his greatest wonders in our lives. Okay, so that's the first, and then the second thing that touched me today. I read the gospel right before Mass started, and something jumped out. Every gospel passage reveals to us truths in the spiritual life. So these people bring a crippled man, and our Lord heals the man because of their faith. Now, typically, it depends on the person's faith in order for them to be healed or saved. Our Lord says, "Do you believe?" But in a couple of instances, it's the faith of another that saves and heals and sets free. And so, my brothers and sisters, that means that we can pray in that way. So that we can come to our Lord and say, "Lord, I have a crippled friend. I have a crippled child. I have a crippled loved one who does not have the faith to be saved. And so, Lord, I ask you to look at my faith and to heal them." But if we're going to pray that way, then we should pray with absolute faith. "Lord, I want you to save them because of my faith. And you showed us in Scripture that that is possible. And so I believe that not only you can do that, but that you will." And all the more when we have authority over a person, because the other time that this happens, it's a father bringing his son, who is a demoniac. And the father says, "Lord, save my son. I brought him to the apostles and they couldn't do anything." And what does Jesus say to that father? "You save him." Do you have the faith that your son might be saved? And so it's the father putting his total faith in our Lord. And so if that is possible, then especially when you have authority over someone as a parent, Or even in business, right? Okay, Lord, you've entrusted these people to me. I can pray for them in such a way. And especially a father who is the head of a family, The power of a father's prayers. Lord, look at my faith for the sake of my children. Okay, but for moms, when a husband is not assuming the authority that he has in Christ, as a wife, you can say, okay, Lord, you see that my husband is not where he should be in his faith. I ask you to allow me, until my husband comes to that point, to appropriate the authority that he has in Christ. And Lord, you can grant it back to him when he's ready, but give that to me now so that my prayers can be all the more efficacious. When we pray, may we pray with absolute faith and believe that because of our faith, our Lord will work wonders in the lives of others.